Christians. At this time, some disciples who had fled from Jerusalem after the murder of Stephen made their way to various places such as Phoenicia and Cyprus, spreading the gospel, but only to the Jews. Others went to Antioch, however, and began to tell the good news of Jesus to the Gentiles as well. Antioch, the capital of Syria, was a very important city. 15 miles from the northeast coast of the Great Sea, it was a great centre for trade, and its streets were thronged with people from many countries, Jews, Greeks, Phoenicians, Egyptians, and Romans. The Romans made Antioch the capital of their eastern empire. The little band of disciples from Jerusalem brought the news of Jesus to them all, and a great many became his followers. The news of this success reached Jerusalem, and the apostles sent Barnabas to help with their work. When he arrived, he was overjoyed at the progress made in this heathen city, and Barnabas knew that a great leader was required. Suddenly, he thought of Saul in Tarsus, a Greek-speaking Jew, who would just be the one to guide this infant church in Antioch. So, to Tarsus he went, and brought Saul to Antioch, and together, for a year, they worked with increasing success. As the church began to be the talk of the city, the followers of Jesus became known as Christ's ones, or Christians. Used first as a nickname, it has been kept ever since. More disciples came to Antioch from Jerusalem, and one of them, named Agabus, foretold a great famine. The disciples in Antioch agreed to give as much as they could afford to help their fellow Christians in Judea, and Saul and Barnabas were sent with the gifts, help from the Gentiles to the Jews. Antioch became an important centre of Christianity.